Proverbs 28 verse 1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Amen. Let me talk to you this morning, to preach to you this message entitled, A Cat Fight. A Cat Fight. Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning, Lord. I thank you for Jesus. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for loving souls that were dying in sin without hope. Thank you for that blood that atoned for our souls. Now, Lord, please give me clarity of thought, perfect understanding of what to say. I yield myself to you, Lord God. Please help me not to get in the way. Bless your people, those that are here this morning. Thank you for bringing them, each one of them, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that if they're not saved, that they would today would be the day of their salvation.
Yes.
Whatever's going on in their life, that they would get victory, Lord God, through faith in Jesus Christ. Please bless your word this morning. Bless the kids next door, God. I pray you speak to their hearts as well. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated. When I was growing up on the mission field as a young boy, we had an old tomcat, and his name was Don Gato. Don Gato is Mr. Cat, really, is what it means. But he was a mean old cat. I mean, he was a big old tomcat. He liked to fight. And that may have had something to do with the fact that me and my brother and sister were sometimes mean to him, but he would go away, I remember, he would go away for days. If you have cats, especially male cats, they'd go away for days and finally come home. You'd wonder if he was still alive. He'd finally come home, though, limping, you know, limping down the road and bleeding and licking his wounds and hair all matted up and stuck to his body. Sometimes you could see scratches on his face and his ears. But one thing for sure, you knew that he had been in a fight. At least one fight while he was gone. But he kept coming home, which means, you know, he was winning those fights, amen? he kept coming home. And listen, male cats, they do that. They fight. They fight for different reasons. They fight to defend their territory. His neighborhood was his territory. And he would disappear, but he would come home and didn't see a whole lot of cats, other cats around there. He didn't let them hang out. They defend their territory, and they prove their superiority, really. It's an ego thing. Not that men are like that, but cats are like that. Or it may be even to win the lady cat, okay? But the Bible has a lot to say about the king of cats, the lion. The king of cats. Here in our text, here in Proverbs 28, it says here that a lion is a bold animal. A bold animal. Bold, of course, meaning fearless. And look with me in just a couple chapters ahead in chapter 30 of Proverbs, verse 30. Chapter 30, verse 30. Notice what it says. A lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. A lion, that's why they call the lion the king of the jungle, right? The king of the jungle. The Bible tells us he's the strongest among the beasts of the jungle. It doesn't mean that he can't lose a fight, but listen, they have to gang up on him.
That's right.
They have to gang up on him, but he does not back down. Look what it says there. He does not turn away for any. He is very bold. He is stronger than any beast in the field. Just a couple others. In the book of 2 Samuel, the Bible talks about two men of Moab, that they were lion-like men. Lion-like. It means they were fearless warriors. In the book of 1 Kings, there was six steps leading up to Solomon's throne in the temple. There was six lions on this side and six lions on this side leading up to the throne of Solomon. And boy, that's a picture of, you know, this is the king's house. Amen. This is the king's house. And by the way, that's the same throne from where Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
1 Chronicles chapter 12, the Bible talks about some of David's mighty men. They were very fierce warriors. The Bible says they had faces like the faces of lions. Now, I don't know how to make my face like the face of a lion, but the truth is they were fierce.
That's right.
And they were fearless. They had faces of lion. The Bible talks about Saul, King Saul and his son Jonathan. It says they were swifter than eagles and stronger than lions. That's pretty strong. That's a strong man. According to 2 Samuel chapter 17, the valiant man or the brave man, the courageous man, has the heart of a lion. That's what makes a lion different. That's what, look, in verse 30, 33, it says right there, he turneth away for none. That what it means is his heart is brave and courageous. Everything, all the issues of our life stem from our heart. And a lion, God has put a heart, a lion's heart is so courageous and valiant that he does not turn away. I want you to notice with me now, if you would turn to the book of 1 Peter in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and if you're around a visitor, someone that would like to maybe help you with the pages in the Bible, it'd be great if you're a church member, if you could sit by them and help them, at least look along with you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion," there it is, "walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." So the devil here is compared to a lion also. Now let me say this. All the things I just said about a lion: bold, fearless, turns away for nothing, is a fearless warrior, is fierce, is strong, and has the heart of a lion. Listen, all of those things apply to our adversary.
That's right. Yep.
All of those things apply to the devil. And I want you to understand, it says there in verse 8, he's a roaring lion. So here's what happens. The devil is compared to a lion, very bold, and he's taking on Jesus.
Yep.
The enemy of Satan is the devil. Yep. I mean, Jesus is the enemy of the devil. Jesus is the enemy. See, the devil has to be bold, church. Think about this. He has to be bold and courageous and strong and fearless and turns away because he knows, listen now, he knows his fate.
Yeah.
His fate is the lake of fire, the burning lake of fire that we call hell. But notice he says there, he's still a roaring lion in verse 8. He's a roaring lion. This roar strikes fear in the heart of man.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me read you some scriptures here in Judges 14. The Bible talks about a young lion roared against Samson. Why? He was trying to strike fear in his heart. Hosea chapter 11. The Bible talks about the roaring of a lion causes trembling.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, if you were out in the middle of a jungle, I don't know if any of you ever been there, on some type of hunting trip maybe, or just sightseeing in the Congos or something, and a lion, a visible lion, or just someone you heard the roaring, there's one thing that's going to happen to you. You're going to tremble.
Yeah.
You're going to be afraid, unless you have a very big rifle and you know how to use it. Because you're not going to outrun him.
Yeah,
you're not going to outsmart him. You're not. That's his territory.
That's right.
See, but the thing is that roar causes trembling. Amos chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible tells us that the lion hath roared. Who will not fear? Fear comes when that lion is roaring. Notice also in verse 8, he says, "The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking."
Mm-hmm.
Not only is he roaring, church, but he's hunting.
That's right. Yep.
He's not just roaring by coincidence. He's not just roaring accidentally. He's seeking. He's hunting. He's on the prowl, looking for whom he may devour.
That's right. Yep.
So this lion, remember now. Remember, they're bold.
Yeah.
They're valiant. They're brave. They're strong. They don't turn away for any. That is the same description of our adversary.
Right.
And so he's roaring. He's not worried about what you're trying to do. He's hunting, and he's looking for whom he can devour.
That's right, Bridget.
You're not going to turn him away. He's a hunting, roaring lion. Turn with me to Psalm. Psalm chapter 7. Go back to Psalms. The 7th Psalm. Look in verse 1 of Psalm 7. He says, O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Look at verse 2. Why is he saying that? Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there's none to deliver. He says, Lord, if you don't deliver me, my adversary is going to tear me to pieces if you don't save me and help me. I'm trusting you. Look in Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse 13. Psalm 22, verse 13. This is a prophetic psalm, prophesying about Jesus on the cross thousands of years earlier. Verse 13 of Psalm 22. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. Lion's teeth are incredibly sharp. A lion's claws are incredibly sharp and long. And their teeth, their roaring lion, their mouth roaring and their ravenous teeth, listen, gaping upon God's people, literally trying to devour them as a prey. Look in Psalm 57. So not only are they roaring, but they're able to come and also attack you with their teeth. Psalm 57, verse 1. A bold lion, be merciful unto me. O God, be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. That's devouring.
Right.
Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Notice in verse 4, my soul. Why do I need God's mercy and his truth? Because my soul is among lions.
Yeah.
And I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, notice, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. There are a lot of different things in the Bible about lions. Understanding, they're dangerous, and they're, according to the Word of God, Satan is a lion, and Satan's children, Satan's people, Satan's followers are ravenous, roaring, sharp-toothed spears, lions trying to devour God's people.
That's right.
Trying to devour God's people. I want you to turn with me, if you would, to the book of Jeremiah. I know I'm using the Bible a lot this morning, but I want you to see some things here. Again, that's why I ask you if you would sit with the visitors so they don't get lost. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 17. Notice what it says. Jeremiah 50, verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep. Thank you, Brother Worcester. The lions have driven him away. Look at that. Israel is a scattered sheep. Why? Because the lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him. And last, this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. When a lion gets a hold of an animal, like such as a sheep in this case, he bites them with those teeth, and then his jaws are so powerful that he can break the bones of those precious sheep. I want you to see something here. Lions scattering sheep. If you'll notice, if you know the Bible at all, the Bible compares God's people to sheep.
That's right, man.
The Bible compares a church to a flock of sheep with a shepherd, the pastor. Okay? The Bible compares that then, and then we see here in Israel, it also compared to sheep being scattered, devoured, and broken up by lions. So, but if you remember, the beauty of it all is God has an answer. There was a story in the Old Testament earlier about a man named David who was a shepherd of sheep, and the Bible says that a lion came into his flock, and he, the shepherd, was able to kill the lion with his bare hands. Now you say, how did that happen? God. That's how that happened. Because God didn't want that lion to take those sheep. And but he used the shepherd to protect the sheep. Folks, listen to me. You need to stay in church. You need to join yourself up with a good Bible-believing church, because there are lions out there trying to devour you. And God has a church and a pastor and a shepherd for a reason. To help you. I'm not literally fighting lions with my bare hands, but we are talking about spiritual lions, the adversary, the devil. That, listen, he's after you.
That's right.
Amen.
He's after all of us. And he's bold. He's courageous. His teeth are sharp. He's strong. He is very strong. He's not worried about what you think you're going to do back. You and me are hopeless and helpless and on our own, in our own strength, against this lion.
That's right.
We need God's help.
Amen.
I want you to notice with me in the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. See this guy here? This is the roaring lion. There he is. Hey, man, he's after you. Revelation, look in Revelation chapter 5, in verse 5. One of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, notice now, the lion, capital L, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Understand something. The lion we're looking at here in Revelation chapter 5 is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The lion we're looking at here is none other than the Son of God, Jesus, our Savior. This lion, notice it says, he has prevailed. Amen. He has prevailed. Jesus is also referred to as a lion. Don't forget all of those things. Bold, courageous, turn aside for none, fast, strong. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the lion, though. He is the lion that has prevailed. That's the big difference right there. He is the lion that has prevailed. Now listen, the roaring lion is causing fear and anxiety and all kinds of problems in every one of our lives.
That's right.
Let's just face it. You may not be going through anything right now, but you just came out of it, or you're on your way into it. It's always happening.
That's right.
But understand something. This now is the reigning lion.
Amen.
Not the roaring lion, the reigning lion.
Amen.
The king of the jungle is really the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. We have a reigning Lord and Savior. We have a one who has prevailed now. And here's what I want to point out is this. The real fight is between the roaring lion and the reigning lion.
That's right.
The cat fight.
Yep.
The real fight. If Christ lives in your heart, if you're born again today, then the roaring lion is roaring against you because of who's in your heart.
That's right.
If Christ lives in your heart today, the roaring lion is fighting against you because of the lion of the tribe of Judah who dwells within you. You see, the fight is between the two cats. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the reigning lion, and the roaring lion who's trying to make you afraid. Listen, other people, here's what happens though in the Christian life. Other people see the conflicts that we go through. They see the afflictions that we face. And by the way, it's real.
That's right. Amen.
It's real.
Amen.
Afflictions come. And like we just read this morning, weeping may endure for the night. It does come.
That's right.
Tears fall. Hearts break. Sorrow is a part of this life. But understand something. When believers go through things and other people see it and other people know about it, and it strikes fear in their hearts also.
That's right.
Again, don't forget the devil's tactics. The roaring lion, his tactic is one thing. Fear.
That's right, preacher.
Fear. That's what that roar is all about. By the way, when he roars, you know, you see all those teeth in there? Now, he's cute and everything, but you understand, it ain't cute. But see these claws right here? These teeth? His roar? Listen, you know, that doesn't make you want to go hug him. Oh. I don't know anybody want to hug a cat anyway.
Yeah, man.
But that's another story.
Whoa, Bridger.
Brother Evan, I still love you, brother. And all of you cat lovers, I still love you. But listen, this roar is for one reason.
Yeah.
And that's to put the fear in your heart. Because you know he's stronger than you are.
Yeah, come on.
He's faster than you are.
Help us.
He's bigger than you are. And he doesn't fear anything.
Yeah.
We just read all that. Yeah. He doesn't fear any beasts.
Man.
He certainly doesn't fear us then. Mm-hmm. No matter how much of a beast we think we are. He doesn't fear us. This roaring lion is out to induce that fear, put that fear in your heart. And what happens is, if you're saved this morning, that's what he wants to do. But other people see that also.
Yeah.
And they see, listen, it's, I don't think I want to be saved. I don't think I want to be a Christian because, boy, look what they have to go through.
Yeah, Paul. Oh, my.
They have to go through those attacks. Those satanic attacks. That lion is, listen, remember, he is sharp arrows, teeth, piercing arrows and swords, and he's a real adversary.
Yep.
Right,
he's a real adversary. And so his roar and his teeth and his claws and his boldness and his reputation.
Yeah, come on.
All of these things that I'm telling you about the lion, not one of you is surprised by this because the lion has that reputation.
That's right. Yep.
You know that lion is the king of the jungle. That wasn't a surprise to you.
Yeah, come on.
So, but this roaring lion is putting fear in the hearts of God's people.
Yeah.
This roaring lion is putting fear in the hearts of people who think, well, I think I need to be saved. Oh, but wait a minute. That roar is too much for me.
Come on, preacher.
Those people who know I'm a sinner. I'm not saved. I know I need something. But that roar is too much for me.
Come on, preacher.
I think I'll stay on the other side of that roar. I'm safer over here. That's what you think.
Yeah, come on.
And see, because his roar is very impressive.
Yeah.
It's very loud. He usually roars, many times he roars towards the ground on purpose. Why? Because it makes the ground shake.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how powerful it is. And a powerful lion roaring and making the ground shake, and there you are thinking, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, come on.
And fear sets in. Terror sets in.
Come on.
And not to mention extreme intimidation.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with you, lion. I am out of here. You understand? Yeah. That's his tactic.
Yep.
And that fear controls, listen, most people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If you're saved this morning, the lion is roaring and he's seeking to devour you. And you might as well just mark it down. It's going to be there. It's going to be there until he's gone.
That's right.
If you're not saved this morning, he's still roaring.
Yep.
Trying to make you afraid to get saved.
Mm-hmm. Come on. That's right.
Turn with me to you're already there in Revelation. Look in the Revelation chapter 21. Chapter 21. Verse 8. Revelation 21, verse 8. The Bible says here, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, That's hell, folks.
Yep.
Okay? The lake that burns with fire is a real place.
That's right.
I'm not making this up. I'm just reading word for word out of the Bible. It's a real place.
Amen.
But I want you to notice in the beginning of that verse why people end up there.
Yep.
Fearful.
That's right, preacher.
Mm-hmm. See, that fear leads to unbelief.
Yep.
Look what it says. They're fearful and unbelieving, and then you've got the rest of the list.
Yep. That's right.
It's not a coincidence that God put it in that order.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
The fear that the roaring lion invokes in your heart keeps you from believing the Bible.
Yep.
The fear, whether you're, I'm talking about anybody and everybody, if you're saved this morning, that fear is still on your shoulders.
Yeah.
That roar is still in your ears.
Yep.
If you're not saved this morning, that roar is all over your life. And you know, you're here in church for a reason.
Yeah.
You know that there's more to this life than me, what I'm just existing. There's something better, and there is. I'm here to tell you, there is. But that roar,
yeah, come on,
has made you fear,
uh-huh, yeah,
for so long that you won't believe,
yeah,
the truth.
Come on.
Because the roar is intimidating. Again, it's overwhelming fear.
Yeah.
And here's what you say. What if? What if?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And everything, see, that's a doubt.
Yep.
That comes from fear.
Yep, that's right.
Which causes unbelief. What if? What if that roar gets me? What if he devours me? What if he's not? All you're doing is doubting the fact that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah that has already prevailed.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Yeah.
It's a cat fight.
Amen. Yeah. Come on.
It's the king of the cats fighting.
Yep.
You see, go back to our verse in Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. It's a cat fight. See, the one roaring lion is roaring against you, if you're saved, to keep you from following the reigning lion.
Yeah, that's right.
The roaring lion is roaring against you, if you're not saved this morning, to keep you from trusting,
yeah,
the reigning lion. But either way, the roaring lion is roaring against the reigning lion. You understand that it's a cat fight.
Amen.
It literally is. Go back to Proverbs 28:1. It says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." A few things here. I won't be much longer. But the Bible tells us that a righteous man, in verse 1, does not flee.
Amen. That's right.
28:1, yeah. The righteous does not flee.
Amen.
Understand something. Jesus doesn't flee.
That's right. Amen.
The lion doesn't flee. Jesus does not flee, but understand, neither does Satan.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
He doesn't flee. Another thing I see here in the verse 1 is righteousness then brings boldness.
Yeah. Amen.
The righteous are bold. Understand something today. Righteousness, my righteousness is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
He is my righteousness. I am born again. And see, God made him who knew no sin, Jesus Christ, to be sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. He is my righteousness. He is my salvation. His blood has atoned for my soul. I am redeemed, ransomed, reconciled, rescued, and delivered and saved because of his righteousness, not my own.
Amen.
His righteousness.
That's right.
See, righteousness brings boldness. I am not going to quit when I hear the roar.
Amen. Come on.
But many will.
That's right.
But many do.
Yep.
Because the roar is overwhelming. The ground's shaking. The fangs are showing. And he's killed many, many, many others.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
But see, the righteousness of Jesus Christ allows me to be bold as a lion because he lives in me.
Amen.
He lives in me. I don't have to worry about him roaring. He can roar till his heart's content. I have a greater living in me.
Amen.
Greater is he that lives in me than he that is roaring in the world.
Amen. That's right.
Now, Jesus has to be your righteousness.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus has to be your personal Savior. You have to turn. Listen, but the fear is real.
That's right.
I'm afraid. What is so-and-so going to think about me?
Come on, preacher, brother.
What's my friend, my family, what are they going to say about me?
Amen.
That's the roaring, by the way.
Yeah,
come on. Well, what if I just can't follow through with it? That's the roar.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's nothing but fear.
Yeah.
Well, what if it doesn't turn out like everybody says it was? Listen, that's nothing but the roar.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
And whatever it is that's holding you back from just once and for all giving your heart and your life to Jesus Christ is nothing more than caused by the roar of the roaring lion.
That's right.
Hey, listen, folks, he's not new to this.
Amen.
He's been roaring a long time, way before you were ever born. Way before you ever even thought of. He's been roaring against your grandfathers, your great-grandfathers, your great-great... Every generation, this lion has been roaring.
That's right.
Why? Because it's effective. It's effective. It kept many of you from getting saved for a long time.
Yeah.
What you did is you heard the gospel one time and you saw, well, it came from a preacher. And maybe he had a shirt and tie on and you thought, well, I can't wear a shirt and tie all the time. I'm not going to get saved. Or you saw a lady in a skirt or a dress, modestly dressed, and you said, well, I can't live my life. I can't dress like that all the time. And see, all it did was you saw everything that didn't matter because you heard the roar.
That's right.
The fact is that you just rejected the fact that you need to be born again. You rejected the fact that you're condemned already to that lake of fire, but the roar was so intense.
Yeah, come on.
That you didn't accept Christ.
Yep.
You walked away.
That's right.
I just don't think I can give up my sin. I just don't think I can give up my habits. No, listen, you're not going to give them up. You need to come to Christ first, to turn to Jesus first, and then His power, His grace, His salvation, then that power will help you turn away from those sins. But listen, as long as you say, well, I just can't give it up, that's the roar.
Yeah, come on, that's right.
That's the roar.
That's right.
Amen.
And see, once you get saved, what happens is this. Oh, he keeps roaring. Sorry, I'm not going to... I don't want to burst your bubble, but he keeps roaring.
Yeah, that's right.
The roar becomes even a little more intense because now it's cat against cat in your heart.
Yeah, come on.
So it gets a little more up close and personal.
Yeah. Amen.
And see, you start to fear, I don't think I can trust God. I don't think I can put God first. I think I've got to go back to doing everything I was doing before. This roar's too loud.
Yeah, come on, preach.
And fear starts to control your life.
That's right. Come on. Yep. Yeah, buddy, preach it.
I can never be like Brother Fogg. You don't want to be. I can never be like Mrs. Fogg. Ladies, you should be. But You start looking at other people thinking, I can't do that. And that's the roar.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Come on.
That's the roar.
Yep.
That's fear.
Yeah, that's right.
God calls you to preach. God says, I want you to be a preacher. I want to put you in the ministry. I want you to go to Africa and preach the gospel. And the roar starts really loud then. I want you to go out and tell people about Jesus. I want you to hand out gospel tracts. And the roar, boy, it's ferocious then. I can't. I want you to put your money in the offering plate and trust God. Oh, boy, talk about a roar. The fangs come out twice as hard then.
Yeah.
Let me give you a few thoughts here to encourage you, and we'll go home. Number one, as a Christian, Satan cannot devour your soul. He cannot devour your soul. You see, when I get saved, I get Jesus on my side.
Amen.
The reigning lion is not afraid of that little roaring lion.
That's right.
The reigning lion has already prevailed.
Amen.
When I get saved, I cannot lose his righteousness. It's in me forever. I am sealed and I'm delivered. I am saved. I don't have to worry about that roaring lion. He can't devour my soul. I am saved. I'm eternally secure in Christ Jesus forever. The roaring lion has no power.
That's right.
Against the reigning lion.
Yeah,
none. Zero.
Oh, preacher.
Next thought. Sin, however, listen, weakens my resistance.
Yep.
The righteous are bold as a lion. That's a person who's saved, but also is living a clean life.
Come on.
See, although Satan can't have my eternal soul, he's always seeking my existing joy. I tell you what, man, the last 47 years, no. But that roar has been intense.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
In my ear.
Help us, Lord.
He can't take my soul.
That's right. Amen.
But he's trying to take my joy, my trust, my faith, my contentment, my peace. He's trying to take it. He's trying to devour it all. It's been loud. Sometimes it's louder than other times. It's been loud. The one thing, listen to me, the one thing that I cannot do when it gets that loud is I cannot turn to sin. That's the last thing I must do. Because that weakens me against that roar. Because Satan, he is the father of sin. The father of all lies. He is the murderer and the father of all lies. He is the thief who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And his roar gets louder and louder as sin creeps into my life. Sin weakens my resistance. He roars. His children roar, and they roar loudly, and there's a lot of them.
That's right.
Therefore, it creates fear in the heart of God's people. And then fear brings unbelief, as I mentioned earlier. And as a Christian, it's unfounded fear. But listen, it still happens.
Yeah, man. That's right.
Because the roar is loud. And it's everywhere I look. My best defense, according to the Bible, my only true defense, Jesus Christ. But then I must live a life that honors Jesus, that's clean, that makes him first. See, I put him first. The Bible says that if I submit myself, therefore, to God, then I can resist the devil.
That's right.
But it starts with the submission to him. I submit myself, therefore, to God. Then I can resist the devil and he will flee. He will flee from me. Why? Not because of me, but because I'm submitting myself to God.
Amen.
Then I can draw nigh to God and he draws nigh to me. And then the Bible says, I have to cleanse my hands. I'm a sinner. And I have to purify my heart as a double-minded man. And see, all of that, what does that do? That strengthens me against the roar.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The roar gets intense, louder and louder. And some of you are not saved today because of that roar.
Yep,
that's right.
But he, listen, he's only roaring. He's not reigning.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
when I choose unrighteousness over righteousness, when I choose to doubt and fear and unbelief instead of trusting God, I'm weakening my defense. And the roar is getting louder and closer. And listen, he can't take my soul, but he can take everything else.
That's right. That's right.
My marriage, my home, my children, my faith, my joy, everything else that goes with it. Understand something. Satan cannot have my eternal soul.
Amen. That's right.
But sin weakens my resistance.
That's right. That's right. Come
on. And finally, I want to remind you, very soon, Satan will be gone forever.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Satan will be gone forever.
Yeah. That's
right. Yeah.
You hear that? One day, no more roar.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. One day, no more roar. You can't say that three times fast either. No more roar.
Amen.
One day, the reigning lion is going to rule and reign for all eternity.
That's right.
The roaring lion is going to be in the bottomless pit, in the lake of fire, tormented day and night, forever and ever. But listen to me. Everybody that he's taken with him is going to suffer the same judgment.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
If you're here this morning and you've not been born again, that roar is nothing compared to the lake of fire. You've got to listen to the Lord this morning. The roaring lion, his fangs, his claws, his fierce strength, his reputation, all of the battles that he's won, he's taking you to hell with him.
Yeah.
If right. You're not saved this morning, understand something. He can't have your soul. Jesus Christ, my righteousness in me, I am saved forevermore. I am blood bought, amen. I am born again. I have a blessed hope. Jesus is coming back. I don't have to worry about that lake of fire anymore. He can roar all day long, but listen to me. One day I'm going to be in glory with heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. But that roar kept me from getting saved for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, preacher. That's right.
That roar kept me from getting saved many years.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know how long I have left, but if I would have died letting that roar control me, I'd be in hell right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Don't do it.
Yeah, mate.
Man.
Don't play with that.
Amen. That's right.
Christians, if you're here this morning and you're saved and you know it, the roar can't hurt you.
That's right.
But you've got to get the sin, the unrighteousness out of your life.
Yep.
It weakens you. It weakens you.
Yeah, that's right.
The righteous is bold as a lion.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, living a clean life. See, in this life, the catfight is between the roaring and the reigning. Sadly, many Christians let the roaring intimidate them and they betray Jesus.
Yeah, come on. That's right.
That's exactly what happened to Peter. He was afraid. He was afraid. The roaring just got louder and louder and louder. Three, one, two, three roars. And he said, I don't know him. And he cursed his name. We've got to remember the roaring lion is only roaring for a little while. Amen.
Amen.
Look at things from God's perspective.
Amen.
That's all he is.
Yeah.
Man.
He can't hurt you. See? Oh. Oh. Don't go pet him. He's not going to. No, don't pet him. But listen, remember, this is all it is.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
This may be a little more intimidating, but this is really, when I'm saved, this is all. It's just,
right.
It's just all fluff.
That's right. Amen.
Fluff. Listen, the roaring lion. No. The reigning lion.
Amen.
Devouring the roaring lion. You see that right there?
Yeah.
That's the future, guys. That's the future.
Amen.
Raining, roaring, he's going to be gone.
Amen.
You got to understand. Remember I said why cats fight? To defend territory?
Yeah.
To defend territory. See, our hearts belonged to Satan before salvation.
Right.
This was Satan's territory.
Yep.
And he was defending his territory.
Yeah, come on.
I said they also do it to prove superiority. See, Satan's superior right now in the world because everybody's following him. So many people are following him. But his superiority is only temporary.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Only temporary.
Yes.
One day the reigning lion is going to come back and devour him.
Yes.
Listen, I said also, remember he's trying to win the girl. Understand, we're the bride of Christ.
Amen.
The bride of Christ. The church. The bride of Christ.
Amen.
See, he's trying to win the girl. It's a cat fight. It's a cat fight. Live a clean life. Get saved.
Amen.
Get saved today.
That's right. Come on.
And then live a clean life.
Amen.
The roar, by the way, the roar doesn't bother you nearly as much as it used to when you know Jesus lives in your heart.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I pray for your Holy Spirit to work this morning. Lord, there's Christians here today who are facing that roar loud and clear and up close and personal. Father, help them, please, today to remember our lion has already prevailed. Lord, help us to remember that lion, the roaring lion, has a future in the lake of fire. Lord, help us not to live in fear. I pray for those this morning that are not saved, God, that roar, that you'd help them not to pay attention to that roar. I know he's roaring right now, trying to keep them from coming to Jesus. Father, please help them to understand the message. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, please. No one's looking around. If you're here this morning, say, "Preacher, I know. I know without a doubt if I died right now, I know I've been saved. I know I've repented of my sin and I've come to Jesus for salvation. I know I'm saved." Would you raise your hand as a testimony? Just lift it up. I know I'm saved. Amen. Thank you. You can put it down. It's a blessing to see hands all over the building. This morning, though, maybe you couldn't raise your hand. Listen, I'm not trying to embarrass you. No one's looking around. No one's looking. We're praying. Maybe this morning you couldn't raise your hand. Maybe that roar is real to you and you're just afraid. You don't know. Understand something. The Bible has made it clear to you that roaring lion is only temporary. The fear is going to keep you from believing. Don't do that. Come to Jesus today. He'll save you. He's the one who has prevailed already. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again. He prevailed over sin. He prevailed over the roaring lion. He prevailed over the grave. He'll give you victory. He'll save your soul. He'll save your soul. I want to pray for you this morning. That's all I want to do. I said, "Preacher, I'm not sure where I'm at. In eternity, I don't know where I'd go." Would you lift your hand this morning and let me pray for you? No one's looking around. Just lift it up quietly. Say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved." Would you do that? Anybody here this morning? Just be honest with God. Can I pray for you this morning? "I'm not sure I'm saved, preacher." Don't let the roar scare you. I just want to pray for you. Anybody this morning? Be honest with God. "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I don't know if I'm going to heaven." Christians, how about you this morning? What's God telling you? What's that roar trying to keep you from doing? Trusting Him, following Him, living for Him, giving yourself to Him, surrendering your life to be His servant. What is it? Don't let the roar scare you. The Lord spoke to your heart this morning. Don't ignore Him. Don't let the roar scare you away from the blessings of God. Heavenly Father, I pray for your people this morning. I pray for souls all across this building, Lord. Some, Lord God, that may not be saved. Please, God, speak to their hearts. Lord, don't let them listen to the roar. Don't let them live in fear. God, help them, I pray, to come to Jesus. I pray for your people today who are fighting something in their life. God, please help them to give it up already and to trust you.